Each one of us was brought here for a reason.
And who brought us here, Jeff?
The island.
For 6 years, audiences around the globe tuned in to follow the adventures of the survivors of a plane crash stranded on a mysterious and dangerous island. The castaways, who came from many parts of the world, had to learn to live with each other and their past. Each week, the show took them and viewers on an emotional and mind-bending roller coaster ride through a dizzying loop of supernatural forces, armed conspirators, and, of course, romance. Henry Ian Cusick, who played the character Desmond, enjoyed the possibilities.
Lost is completely groundbreaking, and I'm so pleased for it because I love mythology and I love sci-fi.
While many fans pondered the mythology of Lost, others were drawn to its depth. Storylines often touched on matters of fate, destiny, spirituality, the meaning of life, or what it means to be human. Even though Lost featured an evil smoke monster who terrorized the castaways, executive producer Jack Bender says the show was really more about the monsters within the characters.
It's ultimately about these people. It's the humanity of the show.
Over its six-year run, Lost won dozens of awards, including an Emmy and a Golden Globe for Best Drama Series. Michael Emerson took home an Outstanding Supporting Actor Emmy for his portrayal of the character Ben Linus. He credits the writers for much of the show's appeal.
Lost seems to me to be the best, most successful and logical use of a multicultural cast on television. It seems organic, you know, in ways that it doesn't so often. And I think also Lost plays to our taste for mysteries and puzzles in a really good way.
Critics say Lost helped spark a resurgence in serialized dramas and inspired other networks to embrace more diversity in their casting. It was the first primetime TV show to feature characters speaking in their native language with English subtitles.
I think it's changed the landscape of television.
Jean Higgins was one of the executive producers of Lost. She says the series inspired other shows through its storytelling and diversity.
I think a lot of them are really derivative of Lost.
With so many viewing choices, getting audiences to tune into a serialized drama each week is no easy feat. Yet Lost managed to hold on to a huge loyal fan base. Damon Lindelof, one of the show's creators, says getting ABC to announce an end date for Lost 3 years in advance gave them time to carefully craft the plot line leading to the finale.
The idea of thinking about life after Lost or life without Lost is incredibly bittersweet, but at the same time, I think that we're all thrilled that it's ending. The fact that the show is now coming to an end and we're ending it on our own terms as opposed to the show is being canceled or it went on 3 or 4 years after it should have, really generates this tremendous excitement.
For cast members like Jorge Garcia, who played Hurley, filming their final shows together was poignant.
Coming in this season, shooting has been really cool. It kind of feels like your senior year where you're really appreciative and you know the sadness is coming, but you're not there yet. Right now you're just kind of enjoying everybody and just soaking everything in again.
And fans can keep on soaking it in as Lost continues in syndication, on DVD, and countless websites devoted to this extraordinary adventure. For VOA News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.